So in general, the treatment of interstitial lung disease is changing relatively quickly because drugs that have been approved for IPF are now tested in non-IPF interstitial lung disease, but disease that are progressive, disease that are still in unmet medical clean. One example is the recently published CENSIS trial, which has been testing the hypothesis that nintedanib, which is one of the drugs approved for IPF, may also reduce the disease progression in patients with scleroderma-related interstitial lung disease, and in fact that was the case. Because there was a statistically significant reduction in disease progression in this patient with the safety profile which is acceptable. And there will be more trials like this showing that we may have common mechanisms across IPF and non-IPF progressive interstitial lung disease which may in the future make us treat this patient not with an approved off-label treatment but with safe and effective treatment. And I think that will be a big shift for us because currently, we treat the majority of non-IPF interstitial lung disease patients with off-label, unapproved empirical treatment. And we have been seeing already that that's not a good idea in IPF, so it might not be a good idea, at least for some patients, also non-IPF interstitial lung disease.